It's almost 27 minutes past seven.
The new Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin, Michael Jackson, has said he's open to meeting the survivors of abuse at the Bethany home. Archbishop Jackson, who's 54, will succeed Archbishop John Neill, who has retired. He spoke to our religious and social affairs correspondent, Joe Little, about what he'll do in the role and also about the future of state funding for Protestant schools.
I think what's important within this context is that people have an opportunity to learn within an ethos and a context which is true to who they are. Our people may seem to be a minority, and in fact numerically they are, but the important thing for me would that there would be a fair-mindedness of provision in relation to children in schools which are referred to as Protestant schools.
The government says that there must be equity across the board in how schools are funded, and the Department of Education in particular has been resistant to providing special funds for Protestant boarding schools in particular, as I understand it. What's the argument from the Church of Ireland's point of view for the maintenance of the established funding system?
Well, the argument from our perspective is to give opportunity for people to grow and develop as part of a total education experience within a context where they have their identity affirmed in a way which is open and inclusive. Many of our schools actually have people of a variety of denominations and faiths in them, and what's important for us is that we should be able to offer that to the total community and society.
And how would the withdrawal of the current state subsidies affect that?
Well, it would affect it quite seriously because in many contexts, despite some pictures that there are of Church of Ireland people and families, there are people who are in need of state subsidy in order to sustain that educational experience for their children.
An issue which has gained significant profile in Dublin in the past year has been that of the survivors of the Bethany home, and there have been calls on the Church of Ireland to shoulder what's seen as, certainly by many of the survivors, as its proper responsibility for what went on there, given that Church of Ireland members were so centrally involved.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view on the Church of Ireland's performance on that particular question to date?
Well, my understanding of this is that within the context where this news came out, my predecessor, Archbishop Neill, sought to address that issue and to explore it, and that's what I know of it to date.
But my have you heard unease within the church about how this issue has been dealt with?
I have indeed, and our concern would always be that if there are historical situations of abuse, if there are historical situations of difficulty and where hurt has been caused to people, that we would address those honourably and openly.
So are you open to having a meeting with the survivors about possible ways forward?
Well, I would most certainly be willing to do that because I think open interchange surely is a way of respecting the experience of other people and also enabling their voice to be heard.
That's Archbishop Michael Jackson talking there to Joe Little. It's exactly 7:30.